They're coming, and this is where we have to take them. Wait for my command, then stand and be true. 18. First to appear were three breakers, running full out with their arms raised. They crossed Main Street that way, never seeing Eddie, who was in the box office of the gem. He'd knocked out the glass on all three sides with the sandalwood grip of the gun which had once been Roland's. Or Jake, sitting inside an engineless Ford sedan parked in front of the Pleasantville bake shop. Or Roland himself, behind a mannequin in the window of Gay Paris Fashions. They reached the other sidewalk and looked around, bewildered. Go, Roland thought at them. Go on and get out of here. Take the alley. Get away while you can. Come on, one of them shouted, and they ran down the alley between the drugstore and the bookshop. Another appeared, then two more, then the first of the guards, a Hume with a pistol raised to the side of his frightened, wide-eyed face. Roland sighted him, and then held his fire. More of the DVAR personnel began to appear, running into Main Street from between the buildings. They spread themselves wide apart. As Roland had hoped and expected, they were trying to flank their charges and channel them, trying to keep the retreat from turning into a rout. Form two lines, the Tahin with a raven's head was shouting in a buzzing, out-of-breath voice. Form two lines and keep him between, for your father's sakes. One of the others, a red-headed Tahin with his shirt tail out, yelled, What about the fence, Jackley? What if they run on the fence? Can't do nothing about that, Gag. Just a shrieking breaker tried to run past the raven before he could finish, and the raven, Jackley, gave him such a mighty push that the poor fellow went sprawling in the middle of the street. Stay together, you maggots, he snarled. Run if you will, but keep some fucking order about it. As if there could be any order in this, Roland thought. And not without satisfaction.